right. Well, welcome back to The Journey. I'm Dan Panetti, and I've got a great guest with me today, Dr. Sherlinda Thomas from the King's Academy. And really excited to talk about the King's Academy because I'm excited of what God is doing through this incredible new school that you have launched just a couple of years ago. And already you've just seen God's hand at work and some really neat things that we get to share with our parents about what's going on. But Dr. Thomas, tell us a little bit about you and your background, because you've been in education for a few years. So bring us up to speed on who you are.
Yes, the young people would say I've been in education a minute.
A minute.
That means a long time.
just more than a minute.
But Dan, first of all, thank you for having
My
me
pleasure.
As a guest.
Yes.
It's always exciting to share about what God is doing.
Yes.
And it's just been so wonderful to have a front row seat of what God is doing and what God is doing through the partnership
so
of
neat.
Prestonwood Christian Academy
yes.
and the King's Academy and several of the people that have come along beside us to shore us up.
That's great.
Yeah, and so a little about myself, you know, I say the main thing about Sherlinda, my mom calls me Shell, my family calls me Shell, but Sherlinda is that I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Amen.
That's the only claim to fame that I have.
Right.
And in the Bible, when the blind man said, I'm not a philosopher, I'm not a theologian, but all I know is I was blind and now I see. And
that's
so
a
it's
great story.
Nothing of,
it's all
but the
Savior.
Salvation that I have through Christ Jesus and what he did on the cross.
Yes.
That's all it's about.
Yes.
And so a privilege to serve in his ministry. Mm-hmm. And for the past, say, 25 years, have really been able to serve at three fabulous Christian
okay.
schools as
okay.
head of school. Started my journey in public education, was a public teacher,
okay.
Public school teacher in early childhood. And then went back and got my master's and my doctorate degree and then got into Central. I became a reading specialist for DISD.
Okay.
And then I'm a member of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. You might have heard of Tony Evans,
right.
one of the great theologians of our time and teachers of our time. And he approached me after I received my master's degree about being head of school of his Christian school at the church I attend. And I told him definitely no. Right off, I said, I'm a specialist. I get to go into school, share a little about reading, talk to a few teachers, talk to a few principals, and go home. This
right.
is a great job.
Why would I?
Exactly. Why would I want to be a head of school? Because you're on this really tight rope between parents, between school board, between teachers, between students. I mean, it is a really serious job.
Right.
And so I knew enough about schools that I said, no, that's not for me. But went home, and, God just wouldn't let it go in my spirit, And they had, what was so funny, I turned it down about two or three times. And they hired a couple of people, and none of them last.
Mm.
They were just gone in a matter of a year or 6 months. And so my husband finally one day came back to me, because Dr. Evans kept on coming back to me. He said, I think God wants you to take this job. It's kind of like Jonah and the whale.
Sure.
It's not going to rest.
Go away.
It's
right.
not going to go away. And I really had that burning in my spirit, too. But just, sometimes we don't want to be obedient,
sure.
and we know.
All been there.
But I tell you, since I said yes to what God wanted, it's been one of the best things that I've ever done.
That's
it's
awesome.
Been one of the most challenging things, and I've had to depend on Jesus every day. Some days when I'm walking into the school, I'm just praying and saying, God, tell me what I need to do first.
Mm-hmm.
And what I need to do second, and what I need to do third.
So that was 25 years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly.
It was from the specialist and the
mm-hmm,
reading teacher.
Mm-hmm. At a secular
into
school.
Into
uh-huh.
a head of school.
Exactly. And I remember the first week I had in my office a group of parents. They were mad about something and they were threatening to leave. And then I had a teacher that was up, one of the top teachers. She was upset about something and she was threatening to leave. And I was like about to cry. I was calling my husband, like, what do I do? And then God just spoke to me. He said, you teach those children about me. You teach, teach those children well, prepare them, and don't worry about anything else.
Yeah.
I've got you. And from that day on, I went back. I told those parents, sure, you want me to pull your records if you're ready to go? And sure, teacher, if you want me to write you a recommendation. And from then on, I've just gone forth in teaching, building a spiritual foundation for kids, really teaching. I feel like Christian education needs to be an exemplary education academically.
That's right.
So really putting that in. And we at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, we went from probably about 75 students probably to about 500 or 600.
Wow.
Yeah, in 15 years. So it was just a fabulous journey. Left there and was called to Schofield Christian School.
Right.
And it was a small Christian school in Lake Highlands. Mm-hmm. And they were about to close. Really, I had left. I kind of felt like I had done what I could do at Fellowship Christian Academy. And so I was at home just doing some consulting, which is a great job, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, great job, too. Just go in and do a little project and leave.
Right.
And so their head of school had had a heart attack. So that kind of tells you how the stress of a job. And so they called me because they knew I was off. And they said, hey, we need somebody just to come in for a month or two, just until we find somebody. We just need to do a search.
And you bought that line?
And I said, sure, I'll come over. 7 years later, I was telling them, have you all filed someone yet?
So somebody calls you and says, we need you for a month or two.
Yeah, I need to remember that. Right. Yeah, I need to remember.
Okay,
was
so
a wonderful,
7 years at Schofield.
Wonderful journey. Very different mm-hmm. from my first school.
Sure.
My first school was a kind of urban school, kind of a working middle class school. This was more of an upper middle class school in
right.
a very affluent neighborhood, and so it was a very different experience, but wonderful experience there. And then somebody approached me about 4 years ago. I've held several leadership roles in Association of Christian Schools International. Mm-hmm. And so I knew Dr. Larry Taylor from some of those associations.
Sure.
We've served on several national and state boards mm-hmm. together. And so I knew him. And so he said, hey, Shalindra, listen, I'm thinking about starting this inner city school, one of the poorest areas in Dallas. Would you just help me, you know, serve on the board or let me just pick your brains or something like that?
Sounds similar to that.
Yeah,
hey, come for a month thing.
Yeah, come for a month thing. And I think he first just help me,
uh-huh.
you know, just let me just pick your brain. And I said, oh, sure, Larry. Then he comes back, well, will you be on the board? And I was like, oh, Larry, I don't know. I'm already on all these boards. But, you know, Dr. Taylor is so persuasive.
Yeah,
you
persistent
know?
At least.
Yeah,
right?
And I so admire yeah. him as yeah. a kingdom educator. So I said, okay, Dr. Taylor, I'll help you. Then he comes back to me, will you be my head of school? I was like, what? How did we get to just help a little to be your head of school? And so the same type thing.
Love
my
it.
Husband says I have the same MO all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like,
no.
I'm not going to do
yeah.
that.
No,
yeah. I felt like I was at my retirement job. This is where when I leave here, I'm going to the house.
Yep.
You know, I'm
yep.
not going to have another job.
Yeah. God's got a sense of humor.
Exactly.
He does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But in my spirit, again, I just knew beyond, as well as that shirt is orange and Hook'em Horns.
Yes.
I'm a UT alum. I knew in my spirit
right
I was supposed
to
take
That's
this
right.
out. I was
That's
like,
right.
oh, here I go
that
again.
Is so awesome.
You know, and really, I remember we had a little shoebox office in one of these office sharing places, maybe like 3 or 4 miles from where the school is. And I walked in there one day. I didn't have anything. I didn't have staff. I was it. I didn't have a pencil, a pad, you know, just, I think it was a little desk and one chair. And I was like, God, I mean, I'm going to really need you here. It's
yes.
like, I don't know how I'm going to start a school in 8 months.
Yeah.
You know.
But you did.
I'm telling you, God did.
God did. God showed up.
Oh, just, we opened the school with August 2018 with 27 students.
Wow.
And by January, we had 30 students. Yeah.
That is amazing.
And the rest is kind of history. We opened this fall with 65 students, mm-hmm. pre-K 3 through 3rd grade, and really we've outgrown the space we're in. So
which is one of the things I want mm-hmm. to talk to you about, right? Because as we think about, right, as our parents are listening and mm-hmm. they're like, oh, TKA and mm-hmm. you know, the King's Academy, that's fantastic. But like, I think some of the parents are probably asking, what can I do? What can I mm-hmm. do to help? Mm-hmm. How can I get involved? How can I connect? How can I pray for you?
Exactly.
Right? I think one of the things you know, that you're talking about is you would love to continue to expand, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. to add a grade each year mm-hmm. so that those mm-hmm. third graders who are there this year can be in fourth mm-hmm. grade next year mm-hmm. and be in fifth grade the year after that. But that's going to take a lot of prayer, mm-hmm. Support, mm-hmm. and it's going to take some space.
Exactly.
Which is at a premium,
exactly.
right, in the community that you're in. So talk to us about just kind of the vision for how you would love to move forward and how we can be praying for you in that.
Definitely, definitely. I'm telling you, prayer is so critical to everything. And a lot of times I feel like Christians sometimes, you know, we just say it
we
so
say it.
Easily,
right.
you know. But it is so critical. Sometimes I feel like God is waiting to move, but he wants to hear from us. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to just see that we're on. He wants us just to ask us like a parent wants. Sometimes we want to give it to our child,
right.
but we want you to come and ask
that's
correctly.
Right. That's right.
You know. And, yeah, and so that's the number one thing that I would like the Prestonwood Christian Academy parents just to do for us. Just when God brings us past your memory, just to pray for the mm-hmm. King's Academy. We need prayer. We're in a neighborhood that is reflective of a lot of our society, that Jesus is not the center.
Okay.
It's just as simple as
sure.
that. You know, it's driven by a lot of other things, by music, by arts, by culture, by what I think, you know, by just a lot of whoever's the famous or the loudest voice out there. And it's not they're not looking to the Bible, to how to live their life.
So you've got an incredible
exactly opportunity. Exactly, for evangelism.
To train up mm-hmm. a group of young people.
Exactly.
To live differently, to show
exactly.
people, right, to be a model of
and
this is what Christ looks like in this community.
And that is the number one thing we
That's
want
awesome.
To do every day. We want the boys and girls and the parents and that greater community to see Jesus
right.
in us every day.
Great opportunity.
You know? And we want to be able to share about the saving grace. We want to share about the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because that is life-changing.
Yes.
That's a game changer in someone's life. And so that foremost, that's the most important thing to us every day.
Yeah. Now, what's unique about TKA, though, right? The distinctives,
mm-hmm,
what makes
mm-hmm.
TKA different than
yeah.
Maybe other either Christian schools around
mm-hmm.
or other schools in the area? What really kind of sets you guys apart?
Yeah, definitely it's the kingdom education
mm-hmm.
aspect, that everything is integrated and is driven by the gospel.
Love it.
The second thing is that we really believe that God has placed a gift in each child, and that we come alongside the parents and help bring that to fruition.
Right.
And that God has a plan and a purpose for each child and how he wants to use them in his kingdom.
Yeah.
And so we really believe that we're training up godly doctors, lawyers, nurses, businessmen, ministry,
yeah.
evangelists.
See, I love that because I think the idea that we all are the fingerprint of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all made in his image,
mm-hmm.
to me is step one,
mm-hmm.
right? The idea that God has work for
mm-hmm.
each of us to do,
mm-hmm.
right? That Ephesians 2:10 principle,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
is kind of step two. And I think a lot of people don't move to
mm-hmm.
that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the idea that, you know, we should respect each person as a human being because
mm-hmm.
we're all made in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's great.
Yeah.
But to plant inside of each person a seed
mm-hmm.
that God has called you for
mm-hmm.
some great work.
Yeah.
And right, and our job is to prepare you
exactly.
for that, equip you for that, and get
and
you ready
that
for that.
And that is so major.
It's so, yes.
It's so major. And
yeah.
it's so major.
I love
the
that.
The world looks at people like they value them like are us if we have the right car.
Right.
The right house.
Stuff.
We live in the right community.
Yeah.
You know, we dress a certain way. We have a certain job. We have so much money in the bank account. And those things have their place. But God sees everyone from what's in the inside, right, in our relationship with Him through Jesus, yeah, Christ, yeah, and our godly character. Yeah. And
it's
so
the same thing when God was talking to Samuel, yeah, about, you know, how do you pick a king?
Yeah.
And He's like, you look at the outside and God looks at the heart. And uh-huh, if God knows the heart of each individual, right, and you, mm-hmm, can make that connection for that,
exactly,
young child to say, hey, God's got a great connection for you,
exactly,
through your heart. That's a great thing to instill in a
really
child.
And really shoring up our parents, mm-hmm, it really encouraging them,
yeah,
that they have everything they need through Christ Jesus to raise this child,
that's
successfully.
Right.
And to not be, you know, so concerned. I think some of our parents have just been beat down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of their situations.
Sure.
And so just letting them know the value that God, through Jesus Christ, has placed on your life.
Yeah.
That He died for you, not for all, for you. And that is such a major thing. And when God looks at us, and when we've accepted Christ, when He looks at us, He sees great value in us.
Yes.
And we're just so, I mean, it's just mind-boggling. If we could get more people to see themselves in that light, it's just major. But another distinctive of TKA is the social-emotional.
Okay.
Some of our families and some of our children are living at or below the poverty line.
Okay.
And so that can add some stressors, mm-hmm, to your life.
Right.
And so really just making sure academics are great, and we're going to give everyone an exemplary academic educational background. But if they're not whole emotionally or socially, that's going to interfere,
right,
with that.
Right.
And so you have to have the emotional and social intelligence to be able to use that great academic background.
Good. That's right.
And so we're really working on that piece also. We find that that's so important. Really want to be a support to our families in, mm-hmm, every way. You know, if there are any food insecurities or clothing or they need help with mortgage or rent, we have resources that we can refer them to. And so it's a ministry to the entire family. And so some of the more practical things, though, pragmatic things that they can pray on, too, is that we need a building.
Okay.
We need a school.
Amen.
Yeah,
presence, a home.
Exactly. We've outgrown our school. And so if you could just pray that God would, we need a school.
Yeah.
And we want to stay in the 75215 zip code because the leadership and the school board feels like that's
your home.
That's our home. That's who we want to minister to. We want to offer a kingdom education for those families that might not be able to afford a $20,000 Christian education.
Yeah.
And so all of our families pay something. We believe that everyone needs to have skin in the game. But if you don't have $20,000, you can still come.
That's great.
You know, some of our families may just pay $20 a month, and that's fine if that's all they can afford.
Yeah. Now, you grew up in the area, too.
Yes,
so you're kind
of
like, this is a kind of a returning back to your neighborhood.
Exactly.
Which is kind of a neat thing.
My mom was a single mom, but was a great parent. Mm-hmm. She really believed in education, really made sure all three of her children receive a great public school education right down the street. And because of her, we had to come in when it was dark and she kept up with us. We were all able, I received a 4-year scholarship to UT at Austin. Yeah. And so.
And then went on to get a master's and a doctorate.
Exactly.
Education obviously, right, greatly influenced your life, and you see the value,
definitely,
not just of a good education, but a kingdom education, which, mm-hmm, even adds that extra component, right, of a Christ-centered life,
mm-hmm,
right? So it's not just, you know, Solomon and writing about education, mm-hmm, and saying, hey, just getting smarter for smarter's sake,
mm-hmm,
doesn't really help you, right? But getting smarter for the kingdom's sake, that's going to be a life worth living.
Definitely. It's been a lot out there. I know we know in the past year about social justice, and there's a lot of nuances to, mm-hmm, that. But one of the major pieces of that is allowing each child to get an outstanding education.
Amen.
Because,
right,
that will change their trajectory.
Oh,
Big time. When they can go to college, get a good job, that will stop the cycle of poverty.
It does, yes.
You know, that's the way I got out. Yeah. I went and got a good education so I could get a good job. And, you know, so it's so important that we want our children to have those choices in their lives.
Yeah. And I love that you guys go up to third grade right now, because mm-hmm. they talk about how third grade is kind of that critical year, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. That if somebody is not literate by third grade, right, there's that pipeline
exactly.
to prison and all the different things that happen. So it's so neat, and now we want to keep on growing that from third grade to fourth grade, from fourth grade mm-hmm. to fifth grade, right? Because we really need those students to continue, right, that trajectory of success, right? Because not only a good education, but a kingdom education is going to have a huge impact. And it's not
definitely.
Just in that community, right? But it's in our community.
Exactly.
Right? This is our community.
It's our community.
We all live
exactly.
here, and the better we're all doing, the better we all do.
That is so very, very true. That is so very, very true. And really, one of the other needs we have is for like-minded people who want to support a child's education.
Okay.
We're looking
How
for
could they do that?
We're looking for partners who want to sponsor a child.
Love it.
Their monthly tuition so they can go through 12th grade at the King's Academy.
That's so
and
neat.
So, and we have several ways to engage with the child. They come to a Christmas party with the child. At the end of the year, they come and read with the child. They keep up with the child and their grades. And so it's just a wonderful opportunity to have a strong influence in the life of a child.
Yeah. How would they find out about that if a parent wanted to find out a little bit more?
Just email office@tkadallas.org.
Okay.
office@tkadallas.org or call 469-372-2502, and we would love to visit with you
That's awesome. Well, Dr. Thomas, it's been great to talk to you, find out a little bit about TKA and just kind of how you got involved with it. I think it's a great story, and I'm just super excited for what God is doing in you, through you, and in our community because of your presence.
Well, I just want to thank PCA. We would not be here had it not been for Preston Wood Baptist Church or Preston Wood Christian Academy and all the support that we have received. So thank you so much.
We're thrilled that you're here.